fellow Freedom fans. When we, before we went to the break, I promised that we would get back to a audio clip of one of my, I don't know, he's not necessarily my favorite people. Everybody is my favorite people. I liked what I heard when I found this audio clip, and it was the guy from Death Valley Days, John Wayne, talking about socialized medicine. And you're going to hear it again, because what's going to happen here is we have some changes with some proposals that are coming with regard to healthcare and things like that. But before we go there, what can we have the government do? What can we, you and I, what can we have the government do? There's something going on in Honduras. What can the locals of Honduras have the president do? What can they have the legislature do? What can they have the courts do? What can we as a people have the government that we have instituted do? What do we have the authority to have them do for us? What can we have the government do? Stop entering debate. Now, as I said earlier, the first part, the first segment of the show, I said what we need, I think we need to stop entering the debate of what is right or wrong until we first check the constitutional basis of what it is we're talking about. Because guess what? If it's outside the authority allowed in the Constitution, change the subject. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your words, especially men, because you've got a limited quota compared to your female counterparts. If it does not pass that constitutional test, it's not up for consideration. Then if you have the authority to act, if you investigate and say, ooh, there's a constitutional basis for this, there's a room for this in the Constitution, so it very well may be or have a purpose in government. There may be a function of government that this is relating to a legitimate function of government, because there it is. We can see it in the Constitution. So if you have the authority to act, then consider, watch this. This is why I say consider the principle that's in the Bible, because what to do may have already been revealed by divine revelation. The guy who put a DNA in the amoeba that made your body do what it's doing amazingly and created your social relationship laws that'll make you prosper and happy and all those things. The same one, he's already possibly revealed what the policy should be. You don't even have to think about it. You can just apply it. Something to think about. It's a little bit insane to some, but of course you can give us a call at 888-850-1872. Then, okay, if you investigate the biblical principle, okay, so and you figure out what if God has revealed something on it, or as those who, the writers, the philosophers of law that were popular at the time their nation was founded, they said, well, if it's not really in the Bible, it's not really revealed, God's kind of indifferent to it, then you can just kind of, you know, put things on the left column and other things on the right column to balance it out and figure out what your choice of acting should do. But watch this. Before we get to figuring out what it is, right or wrong, whether the government should do it, and we're going to be touching on some issues that are pertinent for today. Let me just say, generally, hypothetically, here's a question I pose. Does the federal government have the authority to, do they have the authority to tell people that they have to limit the number of children that they have? I just blasted these things on here, and then as I did my homework looking at the news today, guess what? All these things popped up as being main items in the news around the globe. Does the government have the authority to tell you how many children you're allowed to have? Do they have the authority to do it? If they don't, why are you talking about it? If they do, then I guess you have to talk about it. Ooh, danger, danger, danger. Number two, do they have the authority to tax you on the basis of how many children you have? There's a good question. Do you even know what to think? How can you come to the conclusion whether the government has authority to tax you depending on how many children you have? Is there any subject in the news that would maybe hint that that's sort of a kind of thing that may be coming here shortly? Or even by capitation, your nation may be taxed by some global entity because of the children that you have? I don't know. They got big feet, good big carbon feet. Maybe they're going to start being taxed. Does the government have the authority to force you to contract with them? Can they force you to sign these papers? Well, sign right here. We're forcing you to sign right here. and to convey the truth. Do they have the authority to make you contract with them? Let's say they have a government-provided service of some sort that they're going to make available to you. You can participate in the benefit. Do they have the authority to actually force you with the power of the sword to actually agree to it? Whoa, good question. Does this government in America have the authority to limit the choices you have regarding how you save your own life? Well, Mr. Jones, we've got these two options that you can have to save your life, to even preserve your life for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, or whatever it may be. We're going to, I know in life in general, and with considering technology, there are 10 options available ultimately, but the options we're going to give you are narrowed to these three because of pragmatism. Do they have the authority to do that? See, some people are getting dealing with the question of right versus wrong on that issue and forget that you're in the weeds, man. You may not even have to be bothering having that discussion. The fact that you're having a discussion means that something's wrong. Do they have the authority in law in America to do that? Do they have the authority to have you trade in your gasoline or, you know, your gasoline automobile for the sake of obtaining a electrically driven automobile? Do they have the authority to do it? Before you ask whether it's right or wrong, pragmatic or not, whether they have the authority to mandate it. Does the federal government have the authority to dictate the speed limit on your street? Those of you who don't live in Washington, D.C., don't answer that question, because in the U.S. Constitution, they've been given the power to enact legislation, do whatever they want in Washington, D.C. But you, wherever you are, let's say primarily our Florida audience, does the federal government have the authority to impose a particular speed limit on your street? Do they have the authority, does the federal government have the authority to dictate the qualifications of doctors in your state? So don't talk about what the federal government might require of doctors unless they have the authority to dictate it in your state. Do they have the authority to impose the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act in your state? Okay, Title 42, Section 2000. Hey, Title 42, Section 205 is where they start with Social Security. Starts there, goes to 400 series, etc. Six series like Section 666 of the Social Security Welfare Benefit Program. It requires everybody to, every state to demand a number in order to get a license of any sort. And then it goes on. It goes to even those sections continue adding up in Section 42 all the way up to Section 2000. 2000 is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Does the federal government have the authority to impose it upon your state? U.S. Supreme Court in Bernie versus Flores says, no, they don't. So let's see about that. If they don't have the authority to impose the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, I wonder if they have authority to do some of the other things I've talked about. Do they have the authority to force people to send their child to public school rather than private school or homeschool? If the sky is falling on our education, that could happen in a blink of an eye, and the issuance of a press report. If the sky is falling on education in our nation and around the world, or how it affects our relationships around the world, does the federal government have the authority to force people to send their child to public school rather than private school or homeschool? Do they have the authority to train their children? Let's say the federal government feels that the sky is falling and they have a need to make sure that everybody trains their children to believe that they have the authority to prohibit parents from saying to their children, hey, God's plan is man and woman, the two shall become one flesh. What God has separated, let no man tear asunder. Do they have the authority to tell the parents, hey, you can't be teaching that to your children? Do they have the authority to tell them, oh, okay, you can go ahead and teach that to them, but make sure you tell them it's a myth and that there's these alternative lifestyles that we all want to celebrate? Does the federal government have the authority to do that? So whether it's right or wrong, should you really be having the discussion if they don't have the authority? I'm going to pose a couple other things that I'm sure your brain is spinning by now. Do they have the authority to prohibit doctors from communicating their religion during working hours? Now, think about this. If there is a single payer, a big pot of money, all the money goes to the federal government. The federal government pays every doctor in America. Is that doctor is then have possibly the authority? Does the government have the authority then maybe to tell that doctor, oh, by the way, I don't want to hear a thing out of your mouth with regard to religion on company time? Well, maybe they don't have the authority now, but they might later. Something to think about. Do they have the authority to tax your speech by fine or fee? So before you start thinking about whether the government should or should not have a tax on speech or how much it should be and what the sky is falling reasons are for it, do they have the authority to do it? So that's kind of a heady little thing that we've had here at this segment. It's just before you get into the weeds and talk about right or wrong or of an issue, does the government have the authority to do it? Something in the news about Honduras, this goes right to this point. Does the Mr. Saleya, did Mr. Saleya, was it right or wrong for him to partner with Hugo Chavez of a foreign country, Venezuela, to undermine the law of Honduras and have a referendum that violated the Constitution? And was it right or wrong for Mr. Saleya to do that? Well, guess what? Why are you talking about, well, the Supreme Court of Honduras, they're a bunch of corrupt pigs. And the legislature, they're just a bunch of jerks too. Well, they got elected. What authority does he have to take his actions? Why are you talking about, why is anybody, even people in government and state departments and things like that, denouncing or praising behavior of Mr. Saleya? Wouldn't it first be a question that we step back and go, by what authority? The Latin term would be that a court has authority, the Supreme Court has authority to go to Mr. Saleya and say, quo warranto, by what authority did you do the following thing? And if somebody submits a writ of quo warranto, that's what they would do. Because, and we're going to come back and I'm going to read something from the Federalist Papers, going to talk about accountability in our government, a government around the world. How should we be looking at the issues of the day? And how should our discussions be driven? And how should we possibly hold people accountable in government who have been to law school and should know this kind of elementary stuff? I don't know. Well, we're going to come back after the break and we're going to talk about that. I'm actually going to go to the Federalist Papers and we're going to talk about that. Just in that one issue of the day as an example. So Mr. Saleya, did the court in the good old days, does the court have the authority, if there's no specific statute, to issue a writ of prohibition that says we prohibit you as this separate branch of government? We have this legislative power that has been in the boundary of the Constitution, and we're a court. This issue's been brought to our court. We have the jurisdiction. We're going to issue a writ of prohibition, either to a court or someplace, some boundary, to put some boundary on an office of government once they act outside that authority and can't show the authority by which they act. So what I'm going to do this, because we've got a few seconds here just before the music kicks in, I'm going to read from John Locke. This is good stuff, folks. This is the stuff that our founders used to read. And it says here by Mr. Locke, as usurpation is the exercise of power which another hath a right to, that is, maybe starting referendums in the executive when the legislative branch has that authority. So tyranny is the exercise of power beyond right, which nobody can have a right to. That is, doing something that the Constitution expressly prohibits. That's the kind of crazy stuff we talk about here on the Faith and Freedom Show. Keep tuning in. The number here is 888-850-1872. Watch online, faithfreedoms.org.